The Chemical Reporter.
Welcome back. I'm Jeff, your Chemical Reporter. On special occasions, we like to break out the silverware. Unfortunately, it sometimes does not shine quite as festively as we would like, and may even be completely tarnished. Now, how did that happen? Bruno in Pernambuco, Brazil, was also wondering about this and has asked us, why does silver tarnish? Even if the fine silverware lies untouched in the drawer, it gradually loses its brilliance. Hydrogen sulfide causes this. Tiny traces buzz around in the air. Silver, a precious metal, actually reacts slowly to other substances, in a more reserved manner, so to speak. Yet it has a weakness for sulfur. If silver comes in contact with sulfur, it becomes silver sulfide. Subsequently, the silver forms an unsightly, dull, black layer on its surface. Sulfur compounds lurk not only in the air. They are also hidden in foods containing proteins like eggs, fish, or pea soup. That is why it is not such a good idea to eat a soft-boiled egg with a silver spoon at breakfast. When in contact with the egg, the silver spoon tarnishes and the egg doesn't taste very good. You can quickly lose your appetite. A long time ago, the nobility found this tarnishing effect desirable. A spoiled meal contains high levels of sulfur. Should the silverware have tarnished, it served as visible proof that the cook had used spoiled ingredients. Well, how do we make the silver shine again? Here's where a chemistry trick comes into play to save some troublesome polishing time. You simply put the silver cutlery in a bowl lined with aluminum foil, hot water, and table salt. Then the chemical performance begins. The tarnished, black coating disappears all on its own within minutes. In this cleansing bath, a weak current begins to flow between the aluminum and the silver, like in a battery. At the same time, the silver separates itself from the tarnishing sulfur, and the cutlery looks newly polished. Your guests can now arrive, but remember not to serve eggs or pea soup. You know the old saying, you may have a silver tongue, yet silence is golden. Therefore, this week's podcast has come to an end. Until next time, this is Jeff, your chemical reporter, saying ciao for now.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the chemical reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@BASF.com.
BASF, the chemical company.